Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today, the full story on an entrepreneur from England who started his own men's clothing line. He didn't reinvent the wheel, but he changed it, then created a clever marketing hook. The background on Tom Cridland. After this.
While most video surveillance solutions capture and store hours of nothing, CudaEye by Barracuda Networks only captures video when something happens. Once captured on camera, the video evidence is immediately encrypted and sent to the cloud for safe storage and easy retrieval from any web browser or mobile device. With CudaEye, there's no network configuration or software to install. Just plug one or more cameras into your network to better protect your business. Don't get caught with nothing. Do something about it. Check out CudaEye.com. That's CudaEye.
You may have heard of something called the 30-year sweatshirt, the brainchild of British menswear designer Tom Cridland, who produces handmade luxury clothing. The 30-year sweatshirt is described on his website as a sustainable fashion project in the form of a premium organic cotton crewneck backed up with a 30-year guarantee. How did Mr. Cridland get started? He joins us with his story and lessons learned about entrepreneurism.
Well, it's both a sustainable fashion campaign and a luxury garment. So what we're trying to do here is invoke a bygone era where clothing was made with exquisite care. We're trying to highlight some of the cons with the fast fashion movement that has spread to high streets everywhere, here in London and obviously across the United States. And the real issue here is that wardrobe staples like plain colored sweatshirts are often systematically made so that they will fall apart after a year or two, which has a negative effect on the consumer because you end up paying more for cost per wear, has a negative effect on the environment because we're wasting our valuable natural resources by squandering them on poorly made and cheaply made tatty clothing. And from a selfish point of view, for designers like me, for independent brands for whom this is a labor of love, we're being driven out of business because we can't compete on price because we don't make our clothing cheaply. We make it things like sweatshirts and t-shirts in plain colors that are going to be the cornerstone of people's wardrobes for a long time. We make these with care. They cost a little bit more to make and therefore a little bit more to buy, but they're by no means expensive, and the cost per wear make them a bargain compared to some of the tat that you can find now on the high street that's deliberately made so that it will wear out.
Wow. All right, so you made this with long-term fashion in mind, long-term durability, because it seems like fashion these days could last, a month, 6 months tops. You're saying this could go for 30 years.
Yes. The point with the guarantee is we're not saying that we're the first people to ever have made a sweatshirt capable of lasting for three decades, but we are the first people to put this guarantee into place. And that's because we're part of a group, it's still a big group across the world of many designers and independent brands and people who still make clothing with care. But this is something that will die out as fast fashion takes more of a hold. And what we're saying here is we're guaranteeing these to last for 30 years because we want people to go back to trusting the clothing retailers that they choose, to return to an era where you could expect things like a plain-colored sweatshirt to last. And by putting this guarantee into place, we're saying we will be there for the next 30 years. We're going to release other things and things that may just be more on-trend and you might get bored of them and you might decide, right, I'm sick of this, I'm going to give it to Oxfam. But the 30-year sweatshirt is to really say our clothing is built to last, and this is something that you're likely to want to keep for 30 years because it's such a standard thing that forms the cornerstone of a lot of people's wardrobes. A sweatshirt, everybody wears plain-colored sweatshirts, really.
Do you have a background as an entrepreneur?
Well, I'm only 25, so and obviously that begs the question, how are you guaranteeing something for 30 years?
Right.
But I'm half British, half Portuguese, so the clothing is all designed here in Britain. I design it here in Britain, and I've partnered with some Portuguese craftsmen who have been, it's a family-run supplier, and they've been going since 1964, And I knew that I wanted to call this sweatshirt the Something Year sweatshirt. Hmm. And the reason why we chose 30 years is because I said, can you show me the oldest sweatshirt that you've got in perfect condition? And they showed me one from the late 70s. So that was how we decided upon that figure. And that's how I really believe that this is a no-gimmick campaign. Obviously, we're trying to communicate sustainable fashion in a way that's a bit more lighthearted.
Yeah. Did you have any kind of a fashion background or fashion interest or passion?
Well, I've been designing my own clothing since I was 18.
Oh, okay.
The first clothing that I ever designed was a series of T-shirts with the slogan Swine09 on the here front of them. But this was during the swine flu, crisis, as it were, back in 2009. And I designed these T-shirts and sold them all in a week because we got told that we had to go off school. I donated the money to Médecins Sans Frontières, and I sold £3,000 worth, about $5,000 worth of T-shirts in a single week. So that gave me a bit of a taste for clothing design and entrepreneurship, even if it was just for charity in the end, because I didn't feel quite right keeping money that was made off a Swine09 slogan.
Got it. Right. All right. So when you decided you wanted to do it, did you need money? If so, where did it come from?
Well, I founded my brand that makes the 30-year sweatshirt, and we've made trousers for Daniel Craig, Leonardo DiCaprio, Rod Stewart. And we've been going since last year, since early 2014. And I founded it with a $9,000 startup loan here in England, just in my local county's startup loan foundation called the Fredericks Foundation, because I'm originally from an area of the countryside here called Northamptonshire. And now I'm based in London, and we're coming to the States early 2016 for a few months. To start spreading the word out there. I mean, we've already got loads and loads of customers in the US and a strong following there. So I'm really looking forward to getting out and meeting some of them and scouting potential real retail locations, which will be first in California and then in New York.
Very good. We're speaking with Tom Cridland. He's the founder of tomcridland.co.uk, and they sell something called the 30-year sweatshirt at this menswear brand. All right, so who typically wears, say, the 30-year sweatshirt, which I believe goes for $85?
Yeah, well, there isn't really a typical customer because people are interested in it for different reasons. Some people just want a really well-made sweatshirt. Some people are very interested in the environmentally conscious side of it. Some people are old, are young. I've had customers from near me up here in the countryside in the UK, in London, across America. There's a big following in California and in New York, but I've had customers from Finland, Singapore, Hong Kong. We were in the Sydney Morning Herald in Australia, and then on one of their other big news websites, news.com.au. So then we suddenly got a big following in Australia, which is now our third biggest market. But, you know, the beauty of being an online retailer of clothing is that you can reach people all over the world without having to travel, although I love traveling around and actually meeting customers face-to-face, and that's why we need some bricks and mortar locations, I feel. But there really is no typical customer for the 30-year sweatshirt. I mean, it really varies hugely. I think that's because it is, as I've been saying, a wardrobe staple, incredibly well-made, both fashionable, but also it's more in the direction of a timeless wardrobe piece, because obviously we want to guarantee for 3 decades, so we can't be too risky with what fashion trend we try and hop on the back of.
Gotcha. All right, so are you making money now as a company?
I've always made money since the start of the company.
Okay.
I've simply reinvested profits. We're still very, very small, but I haven't given away any equity, and I haven't sought further investment aside from the very small startup loan that I got government subsidized, and I paid that back quite early on. And I've just sort of grown organically up to now. I've been contacted by various people offering investment, but I haven't taken anyone up on it.
Right.
And I don't think I will for the time being.
All right, so you're a 25-year-old guy. You're young. Have you learned from, say, a big mistake you made early on that you would pass along to others?
My one mistake was going in for something called serviced retail here, which I wasn't particularly familiar with, but the idea that you should have to pay to be stocked somewhere, which particularly if you're in fashion, but I guess in, you know, any form of retail, and you're young and you think, this is going to be amazing to be stocked in a shop. Oh, I don't need to pay that much. And I got taken for a bit of a ride, really. Mm. And I made a loss on being stocked in this retailer. Not a big one. And I did get to host a small launch party, which was fun. But it wasn't particularly valuable for brand building.
Yeah.
I would say do not, unless there are exceptional circumstances, do not pay, especially when it's an expensive fee. I was paying £700, so about $1,000 a month to be stocked in a small boutique in a very nice part of London.
Wow, okay.
You know, it's difficult to make that back when you're just one of 50 brands stocked in a small boutique.
Sure, sure.
And I should have worked that out and done the maths in my head. But of course, when you're offered a space in a central London store and you're young, and this was right at the start of my brand, I thought, wow, I'm doing so well. They want to stock me. You know, right. Am I special? Actually, they're just making a killing. They're stocking 50 brands, getting them all to pay rent.
Oh, wow, right.
So I would always be wary of serviced retail would be my one piece of advice. But other than that, I've been very lucky, and I've worked really hard on my brand. So I haven't made too many mistakes so far. The only mistake I ever feel like I make is that I always feel like I could be doing more. But that's part of the drive you need if you're completely by yourself.
Thanks, Tom. Tom Cridland, founder of tomcridland.co. UK. Reminder, by the way, you can get more small business reports on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. And we encourage you to leave feedback on whatever podcast platform you use, like iTunes or SoundCloud. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, shoot me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.